It is with extreme concern that the department chairs at the SUNY Downstate College of Medicine have learned of the SUNY proposal to transform University Hospital at Downstate, UHD, into a facility without any inpatient services. Assurances that this will improve the care received by the residents of Central Brooklyn, that the College of Medicine's educational mission will be unaffected, and that the residency and fellowship program sponsored by the institution will be able to continue their role in training physicians who in large numbers remain in New York City and New York State, demonstrate to us of a lack of appreciation of the nature, scope, and far-reaching impact of our clinical operation in Central Brooklyn, and our mission for educating, training and developing our healthcare workforce. Rather, we believe that these vital functions of Downstate will be drastically compromised. Even the announcement itself was a disruptive and destabilizing force, with immediate, far-reaching repercussions on students and trainees considering whether to launch or continue their careers at Downstate. We are concerned that the core missions of Downstate, to address healthcare disparities that disproportionately affect our community in Central Brooklyn, and to diversify the healthcare workforce, threaten to be undermined by this change. We wish to make it clear that we are committed to working with SUNY to address the very real issues affecting UHD. However, we urge Governor Hochul and SUNY to reconsider this proposal in its present form, and to provide the support UHD requires to continue its multiple, critically important missions. First, the Chancellor's Office has stated that the hospital is operating with a $100 million deficit. We believe that this is a transient event, due to the designation of UHD as a COVID-only hospital by Governor Cuomo. We were denied the ability to operate in a normal fashion and it is anticipated that UHD will approach break-even status this year, which is better than most hospitals in our vicinity. It is important to note that UHD continues to provide outstanding care. In our most recent survey by the Joint Commission, TJC, we did not receive a single citation, which is extremely rare. Additionally, we are projected to receive a grade of B on the upcoming Leapfrog report, which would place us in the top three hospitals in Brooklyn. The suggestion that the hospital is crumbling and would cost $4 billion to repair is questionable. Numerous improvements have already been made with one floor of seven completely renovated to state-of-the-art standards. The Chancellor's Office has failed to release an engineer's report to back up what improvements are required and at what cost. Interestingly, the larger new H+H Ruth Bader Ginsburg Hospital, formerly Coney Island Hospital, a state-of-the-art 350-bed facility, was built at a cost $923 million. We feel that all options for improving the facility should be considered. Third, the Chancellor's Office has stated that half of the beds in UHD are usually vacant. It is disingenuous to claim that our daily census represents a fraction of our bed capacity. It has been stated that UHD has over 350 beds with an average daily census of only 150, with the implication being that we are only half full. However, the number of originally certified beds bears no relationship to the actual current number of staffed beds. We are staffed for the number of beds that can be occupied, which is about 180, not the 350-bed figure. Importantly, without any inpatient beds, our hospital would lose $50 million a year in revenue due to the inability to obtain Medicaid reimbursement. Fourth, SUNY proposed to transfer inpatient care to a wing of Kings County Hospital, the NYC hospital across the street from Downstate. This proposal is entirely unrealistic. KCHC simply does not possess the bed space to accommodate these patients. At a time when Brooklyn hospitals are operating at capacity, where are these patients to go? Also, Kings County has not agreed to this plan. Fifth, we have been assured that the College of Medicine will be unaffected by the proposed restructuring of UHD. We strongly disagree. The effect on both undergraduate and graduate medical education will be devastating. Given that our students spend up to 30% of their clinical rotations at UHD, this assertion seems highly unlikely. We are at distinct disadvantage when attempting to place our students at neighboring affiliate hospitals, in large part due to the outsized footprint of offshore medical schools, which can afford to pay hospitals significant sums, up to $50,000 per year per student, to obtain clinical rotations. Supervising physicians at local affiliates do not always have the same commitment to education that our own physicians have, and in fact many local hospitals have specifically excluded education from their mission statements. Importantly, UHD clinicians play a large role in the education of our students during the foundation years, the first 2 years of medical school. Last but not least, the incalculable medical benefit and service to the underserved people of Central Brooklyn that makes UHD invaluable at a time when the surrounding hospitals are overwhelmed. Signed by Cynthia L. Benson, DO, MPH, MBA, Director of Quality, Emergency Department, Interim Medical Director, Emergency Department, Interim Chair, Emergency Department, Sydney C. Butts, MD, Fax, Interim Chair and Associate Professor, Chief Facial Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery, Department of Otolaryngology, SUNY Downstate Health Sciences University, Camille A. Clare, MD, MPH, CPE, FACOG, Chair, Downstate Health Sciences University, DHSU, Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology, Tenured Professor of Obstetrics and Gynecology, DHSU College of Medicine, Professor of Health Policy and Management, DHSU School of Public Health, Sharon A. Glick, MD, MS, Chair, Department of Dermatology, Program Director, Department of Dermatology, Professor of Clinical Dermatology and Pediatrics, Panagiotis Kogias, MD, MSc, Chair, Department of Surgery, Clarence and Mary Dennis Professor of Surgery, Chief, Division of Vascular Surgery, Jenny Libyan, MD, PhD, Chair of Pathology, Downstate Health Sciences University, Chair of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine, Maimonides Medical Center, Professor of Clinical Pathology and Neurology, Deborah L. Reed, Professor and Chair, Department of Radiology, Christopher Roman, Ph.D., Associate Professor and Chair, Department of Cell Biology, Associate Professor, Department of Medicine, Unit 3 Director, Foundations 1, Academic Co-Director, Bridges to Medicine, Daniel M. Rosenbaum, MD, Distinguished Service Professor and Chair, Department of Neurology, Moro Salafu, MD, MBA, MPH, MACP, Chair, Department of Medicine, SUNY Downstate Health Sciences University, Roman Schinder, MD Fax, Interim Chairman of Ophthalmology, Professor of Ophthalmology, Otolaryngology, Director of Oculoplastics, SUNY Downstate Health Sciences University, Ramaswamy Viswanathan, MD, Dr. Medsky, Professor and Interim Chair, Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences, Senator, SUNY Faculty Senate, State University of New York Downstate Health Sciences University, President-elect, American Psychiatric Association, Stephen Wadowski, MD, Professor and Chairman, Department of Pediatrics, Jeffrey P. Weiss, MD, PhD, Fax, Professor and Chair, Department of Urology, Director, MD-PhD Program, School of Graduate Studies, David Willady, MD, Fellow of the American Society of Anesthesiologists, Past President, Society for Obstetric Anesthesiology and Perinatology, Chair, Department of Anesthesiology, SUNY Downstate College of Medicine, Professor of Clinical Anesthesiology, Robert K. S. Wong, Ph.D., Distinguished Professor and Chair, Physiology and Pharmacology.